This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys across the fruited plain out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you Mr. Ken Brown. I am the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you're looking for Bradley today, he's off. He's asked me to fill in for him. But don't worry, he'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as catching us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And then if you want to follow Bradley, it is BradleyDean1 on Twitter, BradleyDean1, that's two E's on Bradley, and you can check him out there. And also be sure to check out the website. We had an influx the other week of several million people on the website, and we were thankful to God for that, and thankful for your support in that. Today, I did my best to try to bring on a man who is, you're going to be hearing a lot about this guy for the next year. He is running for office in a particular state, and his platform is one that's going to shake up the establishment. And I'm not talking about the Republican, well, it's going to shake up the Republican establishment for sure. It is going to shake up the pro-life establishment. And you may say, what? What? A guy's going to shake up that? What do you mean? Well, let me give you a little introduction, then we're going to talk a little bit about sonsoflibertymedia.com. The rest of the hour, we're going to talk about this guy and his message and why it is important and why, you know, if the Lord would see fit, you know, as Jeremiah said, turn us, Lord. You know, he wrote in the book of Lamentations, turn us and we'll be turned. If the Lord would see fit to use this man's message that he is boldly taking before the people in the state of Oklahoma. So I'm going to give it away. His name is Dan Fisher. He's running for governor there. If God would use his message, even if he doesn't get into office, which we hope he does, but if he would use it, friends, the abolitionist message of abolishing abortion, of calling it what it is, the dismemberment, the murder, the termination of human life. And not only doing that, not only making it, not only reaffirming what God has said and that it's illegal, it's unlawful to do, but also punishing those who are involved in it. If God would do that, it would have a significant impact in states across the nation. I think that we would see abortion done away with. On a grand scale. And I think you would see people get behind that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this hour on the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I want to point you to Sons of Liberty Media, though, before we get into that. A couple of stories that you might be interested in checking out. Amazon's web services can now host the government's most sensitive data. Now, what's interesting about this story is that Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post and Amazon, also garnered a CIA contract earlier this year, in the last year, All my days run together, so forgive me for not being very punctual on what that date was. But he garnered a CIA contract with the D.C. government. That's part of the deep state that you hear about. Those are the guys who are entrenched. CIA isn't even supposed to be having anything to do with the American people. They're supposed to be foreign policy based. But we know that they're involved in a lot of different things, even in our own sectors here in the United States. They're unconstitutional. There is no demand for a CIA within the Constitution. They're made up, okay? But this is Jeff Bezos' company. Now he's going to have that on there. Now, how secure do you think that's going to be with Amazon, considering what we had with Hillary Clinton? By the way, Mr. President, we're still waiting on you to fulfill your campaign promise to not only investigate, but to have your attorney general appoint a special investigator and prosecutor for the Clintons, something you have not done, something that you backpedaled on almost right out of the gate, saying they're good people. They're not good people. They can't be guilty, or they can't be good people, and to use your words, guilty as hell at the same time. They can't be the same thing. And so if they're there, if you believe they're guilty, why are you not? You're the one who's in charge. Was it Truman that said the buck stops here? Don't blame it on the GOP. Don't blame it on the DOJ. Don't blame it on the FBI. You are where the buck stops, sir. You wanted the job. You begged the people for your vote. You took the oath. I didn't do it. Bradley didn't do it. The people of America didn't do that. You did it. Don't give us excuses. Do what you said you would do. But I'm not going to hold my breath because Hillary Clinton has put out a new book. You've seen all the articles that we've had out on that. In fact, we have one today based on stuff that she said. Hillary Clinton, women only voted for Trump because their husbands told them to. You know, I think Hillary Clinton is going to very quickly become the most hated woman in the world, if not specifically the United States. She is insulting every single person in America, including those who supported her. Because there were a lot of women who used to support Hillary Clinton, and they supported Donald Trump. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
This woman is going to be where she is because Mr. Trump will not enforce the law against her.
And you can be mad at me for saying it, but that's just a reality. He made you the promise if you voted for him, and a lot of you people voted for him specifically because he said he was going to deal with her. And don't tell me you didn't, and say you're a never-Trumper and this, that, and the other. Look, the job requires he execute the laws faithfully of the United States. Okay? He do it. Not the FBI, not the CIA, not his cabinet, not any of that. He's the one who takes the oath. And this is a man, and I've been thinking about this. I'll just go ahead and toss it out, okay, before I give these others. I've been thinking, how many of you have children that you have raised up? And you've taught them the Constitution. You've taught them the Bill of Rights. Here's what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to get your cameras. Take your kids down who've learned the first 10 amendments. I would like for you to challenge everybody who is running in your state, whether they are at the local level or the state level or the federal level, and they have to give that oath of affirmation to the Constitution. And here's what I want you to ask them. Can you name for me, can you recite the first 10 amendments of the Constitution? When they can't, have your child get up, video the whole thing, get them saying they can't do it. Video your child in front of everybody quoting the first 10 amendments. Okay? Send it to me. I'll do a story on it. I'll do a story on every one of them for every representative.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The Sons of Liberty. I apologize for that. We're going into the break, and the volume is not up high. I'm on the phone today, and I've tried to contact our board guys about that, so hopefully they'll get that rectified by the time the next bumper rolls around, or else I'm not going to hear it, and I'm going to be talking to the air. We're going to be talking today about a guy that I want to introduce you to. I wanted to be able to bring him on the radio, but he is actually doing a conference just up the road from me in Columbus, North Carolina. I'm broadcasting out of South Carolina. By the way, if you want to call in the show and keep to the topic, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have the lines open. I'm coming from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina here in the bunker, and we're getting ready for rain. I'm trying to get ready for a guy to lay brick steps for my house. So, but yeah, if you want to call in and you want to talk about Dan Fisher, you want to talk about abolishing abortion, or you want to make a case for continuing the status quo of the quote-unquote pro-life movement, feel free to call in. I'll be happy to take your call. I won't cut you off, but I do ask that you be respectful. We give some back and forth, and if you have some qualms with what I'm saying, we'll deal with that, and we'll reason together from the Scriptures. We'll reason together, I would say, logically, biblically logically, because the Bible says that Jesus is the Word, and that word in the Greek is logos. It is the word for logic. It should have been translated, Jesus is the logic. And so I'm welcome to reason that. The Scripture says, come, let us reason together. Let's reason together, but let's reason together around the Word of God, not around the Word of man, not around your favorite team as to whatever jersey they're wearing in politics, because from my vantage point, ladies and gentlemen, politics for many people has become their entertainment. It's become their sport. They've been so ingrained in a sports culture that they don't realize that the politics is what infringes upon their liberties. It is what presents them with injustices. It is what frustrates them and makes them want to pull out their hair when people like Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Keith Ellison, or even somebody like a Paul Ryan or a Mitt Romney wants to run for office, or a Donald Trump wants to run for an office, and they don't even have the moral qualifications for running for the office. You say, well, our Constitution doesn't have that.
And I'm going to tell you, and this is leading into where I'm talking about Dan Fisher. I used to get that from people. On Donald Trump, I got it. And I said, you know, the Bible's pretty clear. Moses' father-in-law gave him admonition, instruction, wisdom, if you will, about what kind of men should lead, the men of character. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy and Titus what kind of men ought to lead the people of God. It's not calling for this perfection as though some guy doesn't have any sin in him. But what it is calling for is his standard of character that even outside of the church, he is beyond reproach. You say, well, he might have done this. And that. Yeah, but that's in his past. What is he doing now? How does he live his life now? See, that's the question. And I have people, I had them do it with Mitt Romney. I had them do it with Donald Trump when I brought this stuff up. And they said, nobody can meet your standard. The man of God who's qualified for that office will meet that standard. But then again, you don't want anybody to have any really moral qualities, do you? You just want a guy who has the R on the back of his jersey, right? You want the Republican to win. That's what your mindset is for many of you listening. And I'm not being smart, Alec. I'm just saying I've seen it for years. I've seen it for you. And you don't just do it when you're president. You do it at the congressional level. You do it at the state level. You do it at the local level. Okay? And I'm simply saying, while on a platform, the Republicans have more of a Christian platform. Look at what they do. Not what they say they'll do. Look at what they actually do. And I was talking with a friend about that earlier before the show. And I got to tell you, you read the Old Testament and you see how men stood up for the law of God when they stood up. And it's unthinkable that men would do that here in America. Okay, I'll give you an example of that maybe later in the show. But what I want to do is I want to point to a guy that I think, the best I can see, has these qualifications. Okay? This guy's name is Dan Fisher. Now, I have never met Dan Fisher. But I have a friend, he travels the country, he is a truck driver, and he meets all kinds of people throughout the United States. One of those guys he met was a guy by the name of Russell Hunter. Russell Hunter made the videos and is making the videos for Dan Fisher, for his run for governor of Oklahoma. And in large measure, it is to push the idea, the big thing, the big draw for Dan, is abolish human abortion, not regulate it like pro-lifers have been doing. And I am pro-life in the sense of what it means, that I am for life, not regulating death, but really getting rid of this stuff. This is why every time one of these pro-life bills comes down, and I use that in quotes, I often point out, doesn't matter if you say 18 days for a heartbeat or 18 weeks for this, that, and the other, and you're saying anything before that, you can kill the kid. That is what you're saying, like it or not. And Dan Fisher is not one of those guys to go along with that, okay? He is there to call it what it is. It is murder. You heard it. It is murder. You say, well, Tim, don't you have any sympathy for the mothers? Sure I do. There are few and far between mothers who are there in a situation like that, who haven't made a conscious choice to engage in sexual activity outside of marriage, who are there. And some who have engaged in sexual activity in marriage, who are there. And what I'm talking about is they've been raped or whatever, okay? But even that, even the evil committed against them does not give them the right to commit evil against the child within them. I mean, it's like my son going across the street and stealing something from my neighbor, and I turn around and slap my daughter for it. That doesn't make any sense. She's not responsible for that. He said, well, it's her body. Well, whose body's coming out in pieces, being dismembered, beheaded, thrown in a bucket, thrown in a toilet? Pick your thing. We've seen it, folks. None of you out there listening to my voice can say you don't know what goes on in abortion. None of you. It is It is more horrific than anything you'll ever see in the Nazi camps. More horrific than any of that. It is more horrific than what you will see Islamists do on the videos on YouTube and other outlets. It's more horrific. Why? It's not happening to grown people. It's happening to people who can't even defend themselves. Those who were knitted and formed in their mother's womb by God. Okay? That's what we're talking about. And you know what? Rand Paul was right the other year when he was running for president, and he talked about aborting a 9-pound baby, and he kind of left that to people. Think about that. But people have been so indoctrinated, and I'm going to tell you, that's where you're losing your war, is in your real education. God said in Deuteronomy 6, you are to teach your children. You are to teach them the things I've commanded. What was that? Do not kill. Right? Have you done that, Christian brothers and sisters? I'm talking to you guys first. Have you really taught your children that? You shall not kill. You shall not murder. Have you taught them the law of God, of the consequences of that murder? Law of God doesn't say 25 years on death row. Free hots in a cot. No, it says termination by the community. The people execute those people guilty of that. Have you taught them that? God says if you teach them that things and you execute those things, you remember him because he brought you into the land and he'll bless your land. You said, but what about that person? I have to ask you, do you have more mercy and compassion for the criminal, for the lawbreaker, than you do for the one who the crime is committed against? That is so bizarre. You say, well, God, doesn't God have mercy towards us? Of course he has mercy towards us. But he calls us to repentance too, doesn't he? If we're going to stand here and open our mouth and try to justify ourselves before the law, Paul says there is no justification in that. God gives grace to the humble, not to the proud. So think about that when you're considering this issue. Okay? Here we go. Dan Fisher, he's running for governor. He's the gubernatorial candidate in Oklahoma. And he is the very first gubernatorial candidate to, that's kind of a tongue twister to try to say all in one thing. Excuse me. To run on a platform to abolish abortion. Now, what's interesting about Dan is, well, I'm just getting the thing. We're going to go to the break here in a second. I'll tell you on the other side, but you'll be amazed at who Dan is and what he's standing for. Hang on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors, $1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You want to jump on? Come on, bring it on. I'm happy to have the conversation. Stick to the topic, not Chinese buffet. So, you know, we're on Dan Fisher in Oklahoma and the abolition of abortion. So if you got something you want to, you know, pitch in there, feel free to give us a call. I'll take your call, 1-866-582-9933, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you're looking for Bradley, he is off today. I'm filling in for him, Tim Brown, the editor at Sons of Liberty Media. Back to Dan Fisher. Okay, now we're really going to get into that. Get off on the side trail that leads to some other things that we're going to talk about. But Dan Fisher is a guy who is standing out in our day. He is calling pro-lifers to follow logically what they say they believe. Vote for him, and it's not going to be incrementalism regulating of death, okay, through quote-unquote pro-life bills, which are really pro-death bills for people who don't meet their criteria, okay? It's kind of like saying if these people were in Nazi Germany, they would be in the legislature promoting, we don't want to kill Jews, Christians, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, unless they're of a certain age, or unless they have this or that or whatever. That would be the pro-life movement in Nazi Germany. You say, well, that's ridiculous. Why would? Well, it's just as ridiculous as saying you can kill babies up till whatever day you want to say that they're old. Okay? It's just the same thing. You can kill babies if they have Down syndrome. I mean, my wife and I, early on, we have 10 children. We had at least two encounters with doctors before we decided to scrap that whole system and go with home births and have a midwife come in, just like they did in Egypt. It's not dangerous. Childbirth is natural, people. Yeah, there's pain involved, but it's natural. I mean, my goodness, They were doing things to my wife in the hospital that caused her to suffer tremendously, and her recuperation from that childbirth took weeks, whereas a natural childbirth usually takes a few days for the woman to be up and moving and about and this, that, and the other. And I encourage people to look into that, but that's not really what we're talking about. The point is they were encouraging us that, hey, if we find something here with Down syndrome, do you want to abort the baby? I looked at the person like, are you crazy? Why would I want to kill my child? And they looked at me like you're in the headlights. And I said, you're talking about the murder of my child, aren't you? Well, no, we're just thinking about the quality of life. No, you're talking about murdering my child. That's what you're talking about. You can call it what you want, but it still comes down to you're going to terminate the life of my child. Okay? I'm not having any of that. I don't care if you find Down syndrome or not. Just stop with the procedure. I'll find out when the baby comes out. If it's got Down syndrome, let me ask you, any of you out there, you going to love that kid any less because they have Down syndrome? I think God puts it in the heart of moms and dads to even love those kids with Down syndrome even more, with more compassion. Why? It's a picture. I see a picture of the gospel there. Are we not all sinners? Are we not all helpless to even repent or have faith in God? The scripture says that even our faith, Ephesians 2, 8, 9, is a gift from God. We can't even believe him and what he says without him giving it to us. Repentance, as Paul writes, is a gift from God. We can't even turn from our sin apart from God. Jeremiah wrote in Lamentations, turn us, O God, and we will be turned. But Jeremiah recognized God had to turn them. It wasn't just this willpower of man. Man doesn't will to birth himself into the kingdom of God, to receive the new birth, John 1:13. He doesn't do that. It is the will of God. But I'll tell you what, if you're a person who cries out for mercy, if you're a person who cries for God to do that in them, guess what? You aren't doing that of yourself. God's doing it in you. Okay? He's doing that in you. And if you're a person calling for the abolition of abortion, God's doing that in you. It's not of yourself. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:10. He created us in Christ Jesus for good works. These are good works. Calling out against lawlessness. Standing up for the unborn. Standing up for those who have injustices. And look, that includes standing up for people like Mormons in Nevada who are taking a good stand, who haven't committed a crime, and the Bundy Ranch trials. Sure, I don't agree with the ideology, but their stand is a just one. It includes even, you're not going to like this, some people, it includes standing up for some Muslims who the government is running roughshod over them to spy on them and do all these other things, apart from dealing with any crime they committed. Now, I can say this. I can say this right here. If they're holding to the Quran, they're right there as the justification to start spying them. But get a warrant for it. Do it lawfully. Follow the law. Don't abandon the law because you think you just need to do it. Okay? So, with Dan Fisher, I don't want to get off on the side here too much. I've already done that for two segments here. Dan Fisher, he put out an abortion video the other week. I did an article on it. You can find it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just do the search. Will Dan Fisher be the first governor to abolish abortion? And that video, he basically puts aside pro-lifer, says, I'm here to abolish human abortion. That's what I'm running on. That's one of the many planks that he's running on as governor there in Oklahoma, which, by the way, Oklahoma is considered to be one of, if not the, most pro-life states in the union. And yet, as Fisher points out, and I'm going to give you the numbers in just a little bit, thousands of Oklahomans are murdered every single day. Every single day. If some of you are sitting back and wondering what you would do in Nazi Germany with people being murdered there, thrown into ovens, gassed, whatever the case may be, however they were being killed. Killed in the street because they had a baton, they had a gun, whatever. And you're saying, well, I would have stopped that. Aren't you doing the same thing for the unborn? you would have done no different there. My prayer is that God's going to give us a backbone to stand up against this stuff. And I'm going to give you a biblical analogy for that in a little bit as we head into the last segment. But here's what Fisher calls abortion in the video: the international destruction of a preborn human being, in other words, the murder of a baby in their mother's womb. The mother's womb is supposed to be the most protected place on earth. I mean, it really should. That's where the baby incubates. That's where he grows. That's where he develops. He's nourished there. He's protected there. He has shelter there. He's fed there. In fact, you could say he's clothed there in his mother's womb. But abortionists want to lie to you and tell you it's just a blob of flesh. Oh, yeah? What's that you're pulling out of the mother's womb piece by piece? Is that a head? Is that an arm? Is that a hand? Is that a foot? Is that a torso? What parts are you selling to these people that has been exposed, and you people are so depraved that you would go after the man that exposed your crimes? You would try to fine him $200,000. And, yes, I'm talking about you, Senator Kamala Harris. And you, the people of California, who let your representatives, your attorney general, your governor, go after these people for exposing the crimes of others. They're not committing the crime. They're exposing them. Shame on you. Shame on you. In Oklahoma, every business day, 20 children are murdered at the hands of abortion mills. 20 children. That's 5,500 Oklahomans every year. That's 250,000, a quarter of a million Oklahomans. That's not U.S. citizens. That's Oklahomans. Citizens of Oklahoma have been deprived of their right since the unlawful ruling of the Supreme Court. And for, you know, look, hey, I doubt President Donald Trump's listening here, but hey, President Trump, with all due respect, you should tell the Supreme Court where they can stick their ruling, and you should enforce the law against murder. And you should encourage the governors to enforce the law against murder, because under our Constitution, the Supreme Court does not have legislative authority. And no, sir, they don't have it in abortion. And no, sir, they don't have it in redefining marriage, just like you said they did. It's the law of land. No, it's not. No, it is not. Learn your Constitution before you take that oath to take that office of president. If we elected people based on their knowledge of what their job description is under the Constitution, you know what? Half of these candidates would be gone. This is why I'm telling you, take your children, teach them the first 10 amendments. Teach them to memorize it. Just have them go to any of these little get-togethers, these barbecues. They call them fundraisers. I call them sellouts. I won't go to them because I don't want to give them my money. But if you're one who goes, test me on this. Take your kid out there. Ask them, do you know the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? Can you recite them before the crowd? If they can't, you need to tell them you're not qualified to be in office. Right there. Forget your moral quality. We can talk about that later. We can bring that into the thing. You're going to take an oath to uphold those things. You don't know what they are? People who have done that with Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, Donald Trump, if they would have done with it, they would have never elected them, because they would have never met the qualifications that it takes to be. Well, they look presidential. Well, what does that mean? Who cares what they look like? I don't care if they look like an old witch with a wart on their nose. The question is, what do they do? What are they doing? And that is the question. For Dan Fisher, he says, I'm going to stand for the unborn. I'm going to abolish it, and I'm going to punish those who are killing them. On the other side of the break, we'll be in the final segment. We're going to talk about Dan Fisher abolishing abortion. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. A final segment here. You got anything you want to say?
1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And again, stick to the topic if you want to call in.
Real quickly, I'm going to focus on Dan Fisher, I promise. here's some of the background. Just a year or so ago, our dear brother Matthew Trujillo, if you haven't read his book, you need to read it. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at any book outlet. The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. Matt has been taking this, and he's not just a guy who teaches it. He's went before his own his own representatives and called them out on Article 5 convention, saying, you know, you're acting like you're doing something when you're doing nothing. There was some talk with Oklahoma Senator Joseph Smith, Republican from Broken Bow, or Bow, I guess that's that, Broken Bow. Silk understood what was being said to him as far as what was going on in the pro-life movement and what abolition is. To get to stand word of the law of God said, this is murder. And Senator Silk repented of that. You know, I mean, glory to God for that. I mean, here's a representative who's willing to submit himself as the minister of God to the law of God. Put forth a truly pro-life bill, one that said, we're not going to regulate abortion. We want to abolish it. We want to get rid of it. Okay? They let it die in the Senate. That's how pro-life you people are there in Oklahoma. Now, I'm not talking about you people. I'm talking about how pro-life your representatives are. They let it die in the Senate. Then there was another senator who brought up, and he brought up another bill that was pretty pretty much, it was very close to the same thing. Now, it passed there, it passed in the House, and guess what? Your pro-governor Republican, Mary Fallon, who, you know, pontificates about pro-life and about how much she's for the Ten Commandments and all this stuff, she vetoed the bill. She condemned more children to death. And Governor Fallon, if you have a problem, don't take it up with Sons of Liberty. You can contact me, TimB@FreedomOutpost.com. Give me a buzz. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with dealing with you. I respect your office, but here's the fact. You're the minister of God. You should be upholding the laws of God. You talked a big game when it came to removing the Ten Commandments. Do you remember that? The Ten Commandments monument out there in the public square? But, the Oklahoma Supreme Court said, we're not going to have any of this religious stuff. And you back down and let them tear that down. You let them tear it down. You're neither pro-life nor pro-God. You might as well take your place over there with the Antichrist. And you say, well, that's pretty harsh, Tim. She's done this, this, and that. What has she done? Has she stopped the murder of the unborn? Nope. But Dan Fisher plans on doing that. You'll see the difference should he get elected to office. Because he's going to ignore all this stuff, all this political jargon that you hear, all this legalese that the Pharisees used. You remember Jesus in Matthew 23 when he blasted those guys, those scoundrels, those brood of vipers? You remember those tricksters turning their words? Kind of like what Bill Clinton did. It depends on what is. Jesus blasted it. He condemned that stuff. And he said, unless you repent, here's what's coming upon you. And you know what? They didn't repent. And in 70 AD, he brought judgment upon them through the Romans. And by the way, the scriptures teach us that the Romans, just like the Babylonians, were God's army used against them. So on a side note, and I don't want to get too far off because we have a short time. On a side note, God is in control, people. Don't buy this nonsense that he's not in control of armies or what we call natural disasters, which I call just the hand of God. There is not a water molecule, not an atom in the universe that is out from under the control of our God, the King of Heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, he ain't waiting to rule over a postage stamp piece of land over there in the Middle East, people. For those of you who have bought into the lie of dispensationalism, if you don't know what that is, look it up. That the nation of Israel is somehow distinct from the church. Stephen said in Acts chapter 7, the church in the wilderness, he was talking about Israel. There's a church in the Old Testament. There's a church in the New. Both of them are saved by the same Savior, the Lord Jesus, and his work. David looked forward to it. Abraham looked forward to it. Jesus said so. He said, look forward to my day. And the religious guy said, what are you talking about? You're not even 50 years old. And Jesus goes, I am. You know what that means? He was saying, I'm the I am that brought the people out of Egypt. I'm the I am who sat on Sinai and gave the law, people. What's wrong with you people? You're blind, you don't see. You got deaf ears, you don't hear. And God has caused it to be that way because you're a rebellious people. And the only way to unstop your ears and the only way to apply salve to your eyes, Revelation 3, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is to call upon the Savior. For you Jews out there listening to me, I know some of them, I've had debates with, some phone conversation with some of you guys. Look, you want to hold on to Judaism? That's what Paul was holding on to. That's what he was released from. You want to hold on to that thing? Guess what? You better have not broken one law. One. In your heart or externally. Because if you have, guess what? You got to pay the whole debt to the whole thing. But I got good news. And I got good news for you who have been involved in abortions, whether you're an abortion doctor, you're a nurse in the facility, you're an administrator, you're a mother who's taken the life of your child. Whoever you are, guess what? God says, repent. Cry out for mercy, and you will have it. But if you're going to defend that stuff, all you have is a fearful look to judgment. That's what you have to look forward to. So I don't hate you. I love you. It's like if you're running off a cliff on, you know, 70 miles an hour in your car, and I stand out in the way of the road trying to wave you down and say, put on the brakes, stop. Do I hate you for that because you enjoy going real fast with the wind blowing in your hair? No. I love you. God loves you. If he's warning you, that is an act of love. And my hope is he'll do for you what he did for me, because, look, I was just as rebellious as anybody else against God and against his law, and God showed me mercy. And I think this is what Dan Fisher is all about. His message is that abortion is murder. It is the taking of human life. That mother and doctor and anybody involved in it should be punished. Just like Donald Trump said when it came off the tongue when he was asked without thinking about it. And he was right. And you know what? Shame on you pro-lifers who went after him. We even had a contributor who was doing that, saying the woman was a victim. And I go, you have got to be kidding me. I'm not publishing this. I didn't know it existed in the pro-life movement. I really didn't know that existed. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You say, why? Well, think about it. A guy hires a hitman to off his wife. Is the guy a victim or is he an accomplice to murder? When a mother goes in and she hands over $200, $250 to Planned Parenthood or any other murder mill in America to a hitman disguised as a doctor, is she any less guilty? I don't care what the circumstances are. She knowingly goes in there to do that. This is what Dan points out. They need to be held accountable for these things. He says he will disregard any unjust rulings or perversions of the U.S. Constitution that claim there is a right to murder preborn human beings in the womb. Is that a guy you can get behind, America? I think it is. And you don't have to be in Oklahoma to help him out. Okay? Look at Dan Fisher on Facebook. Support his cause. Look at Dan Fisher for Governor. I think it's DanFisherForGovernor.com. And you can, yes, it's FisherForGovernor.com, excuse me. Support him. You want to get the snowball rolling, people? You really want to drain the swamp? Put godly men in there with godly values, with the things that God said they ought to have, and you'll have it. Keep going down the road you're going, voting for the R just because they have an R on their jersey, even though they're acting like they're a communist or a socialist. And you're going to keep getting the same stuff, and you're going to keep complaining about it while you defend the very guys who have betrayed you with a kiss. Thank you for your vote. I'm voting opposite of what I told you I was voting for. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, rest of you dogs that are in D.C. doing that stuff. So in nice language, really? Those people are anti-law, they're anti-American, they're anti-Christ. They reject the God of the Bible. They reject the God of our forefathers. And we need to call them on it, and we need to bring them to justice and the law. Fisher says, when the courts are wrong, they should be ignored. Amen. They should be. And he says, when they give a ruling, he said, this is Oklahoma. Ignore them. I agree. I completely agree. Ignore them. Bring your best shot at it. Support Dan Fisher. Support abolition of human abortion in every state. In 23, we'll be back with you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.